Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. My name's John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, September 23rd, 2013. At the table with us this morning will be Alicia Witkoff and John Heatherly with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District talking about local health care coming up in just a couple of minutes. Birthdays. Mickey Rooney is 93 today. Let's put on a show, kids.
Listen, are you kids willing to stick together and pull yourselves out of a hole?
You bet.
Sure. I've got an idea. Our folks think we're babes in arms, huh? Well, we'll show them whether we're babes in arms or not. I'm going to write a show for us and put it on right here in Seaport. Why, it'll be the most up-to-date thing these hicks around here have ever seen. How about it, kids? We'll get every kid in this town on our side, and we'll start right now. What do you say? Right now. Come on, kids. Let's go.
The boss, Bruce Springsteen, 64 today.
Thanks. Remember in the end, nobody wins unless everybody wins.
Come on.
One time.
Jason Alexander, George of Seinfeld, 54 today.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents. The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
Quite a day in history, Billy the Kid was arrested for the first time after stealing a basket of laundry. He went on to bigger but not better things, as he is said to have killed 21 people in his brief career of crime. September 23, 1779, the U.S. ship Bonhomme Richard, commanded by John Paul Jones, wins a fierce sea battle against British ships off the eastern coast of England, as portrayed by Robert Stack in the 1959 Hollywood film John Paul Jones. Aye, laddie, that'll get your red blood pumping this morning. Number one on the charts on this day in 1956, one of the all-time great 45 RPM records, Elvis Presley, with Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
On the KETR events calendar, the Fannin County Democratic Women hold their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. this evening in the Elizabeth May Room of the American Bank in Bonham. The guest speaker will be Rachel Perry, East Dallas organization lead for Enroll America, and she'll speak to the group regarding when and how to enroll in the new insurance exchanges provided by the Affordable Care Act. That's in Bonham, the Fannin County Democratic Women meeting tonight at the American Bank at 7 p.m. Our guest in the cafe this morning, we have, as a matter of fact, two guests with us, Alicia Witkoff and John Heatherly, both with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. And I should also say to you that the Hunt Memorial Hospital District is an underwriter on KETR. Alicia, you are a familiar face, familiar voice at the university, and I just wanted to remind folks that you've been here for a long time, but you've changed jobs recently.
In February, I moved over to Hunt Regional Healthcare, and I have been actively making a name for myself in that role. I'm the director of the foundation and also marketing communications. Mm-hmm.
And basically, correct me if I'm wrong, you took Jack Gray's old place.
I sure did.
Another
big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill.
But I'm working on it.
Right. And another person who is much beloved at A&M Commerce.
Absolutely.
And the old East Texas State University. Okay, good. So Alicia's going to be visiting with us from time to time on hospital district matters as well as some other folks with the hospital district. And John Heatherly is with us here as well. And John, we wanted to talk about the bond election, which is coming up up on November, is it November 5th?
November 5th, that's right.
And that is a Tuesday. And in Commerce and Quinlan in particular, of course, the item that will be most interesting to voters is, and correct me if I use the wrong terminology, but I would say new emergency care facilities.
Yes. Well, technically, it's a freestanding emergency department, FED, and that's kind of the current term people are using throughout the country. And but it will replace the Commerce Hospital. The board decided that they wanted to work to improve emergency health care services in the county. It all started with the Commerce Hospital being at the end of its life. The building was built in the 60s. It's just ready to be retired. And so that's how it started. And as we began to look at that, we realized and decided that there were other emergency health care needs in the county. And to address all of them, it needed to be more than just a freestanding emergency department in Commerce, although that's very important for the community and the university. We're working with the university for land. We're working out the details of a long-term lease for land on Highway 24. And when we looked at the bigger picture, we realized that a large part of the emergency care is in the south part of the county. The Greenville ED sees about 50,000 patients a year, and that's just not sustainable for us long term. And so we felt like we needed to try to address the emergency health care needs where they are. North part of the county, Greenville addresses the central part of the county, and the south part of the county, that's the second highest utilizer outside of Greenville, of the Greenville ED.
Mm-hmm. How would the facility, for people in Commerce in particular, how would the new facility be different from the old facility that they're familiar with?
The only difference will be there's not inpatient care. We will have everything in the new facility that's in the old, that's in the Commerce Hospital, except inpatient care. We'll have emergency care, outpatient services, lab, radiology. We'll have observation beds for people that need to be observed for a few hours. So basically the same services except for inpatient, and then we'll have, you know, ambulance transfers for those folks that need to be admitted in Greenville.
And Quinlan really doesn't have an emergency facility at all right now.
No,
is that correct?
They don't. Yeah. No, we have a building down there, but it's really a physician's office and part-time radiology. So they're the south part of the county, they're very excited about this, about this opportunity, very supportive.
Right. Alicia, this another aspect of this is renovation of
Hunt Regional Medical
Center.
The third floor.
Yeah. And for people who haven't been into that building in quite some time, and obviously there's always the opportunity for improvement, but it has it's very different. It has changed a lot over recent years. It's quite a different facility than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you've visited the West Wing, you can see with the recent addition how fantastic those rooms are at putting our patients at ease and also accommodating their family at a very difficult time. So we want to extend that to the third floor as well. It was built in the 70s and needs a refreshed look in there. Currently, the rooms are so small, you couldn't get the medical equipment plus the family plus the medical staff in the same room to treat the patient. And so that's what we're looking to do with remodeling the third floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a good deal of time between now and November 5th, and I expect we will have you and you both back to talk a little bit more about this at some point.
Oh, of course.
Yes, good. Be happy to.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Alicia Witkoff and John Heatherly with the Hunt Memorial Hospital District. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.